Craig and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. To my right and your left, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Ziggy?
Morning.
Across the table is the coach. How's it going, coach?
Good to be here.
All right. Well, lots of stuff to talk about today. Apparently, the Democrats had a big party last week, and they came home with COVID. Big COVID outbreak at the DNC convention.
Is that still a thing?
Apparently, only
for Democrats?
Yeah.
Like, Democrats get it now?
You know, there's another story that there's a school breakout of COVID now. They're seeing cases turn up just in time for the election, of course.
Of course.
And so we'll see, you know, we'll... Maybe we'll get into that. Maybe we won't.
Go out there and get those vaccinations.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We have anti-immigration parties in Germany expected to gain votes after a knife attack over the weekend. Trump changing his tune on legal immigration. We've never talked about the astronauts stuck in space.
No.
So we should probably hit that today. And
just read about that the other day.
Yeah, it's been going on for a couple.
Like, what?
Yeah, it's been going on for a couple months now.
Hey guys, you forget about us? It's like, what?
Yeah, and I have one story here about that. And
don't mind us; we'll be up here.
Yeah. And I found another one that we can
when you're
throw
ready.
In.
I have to use the restroom.
Whoops! I kicked somebody under the table.
Uh oh!
All right.
Stop playing footsie with me.
That's right. Well, we always start with crazy on the way. Who's got one?
I have two, actually. I'm on a streak. I had two last week.
You did?
Nice. And I'm trying
But you
to...
didn't do your second one till the very end.
I know. I'll delay on one of them.
No, just get let's get it all out.
Okay. So one was a cluster and the other
a
has
cluster?
To do with COVID, which is also was also a cluster. So I'll let you guys choose. You want to hear the cluster or the COVID first?
COVID.
Why?
Sure.
So, so I was not, I want to repeat, I was not at the DNC, okay? But I went to another organization.
Swifty convention?
I had an appointment and the whole thing. No, we're going to get into that because it's another, I might have three crazies.
Yeah, you have three crazies on the way.
You guys are psycho.
More on that later.
Why do I still hang out with you guys? So I had this appointment. I show up at this organization, and we're about to go in, and I'm on time, and the whole thing. I said, hold on, sir. You need to take a COVID test.
Oh.
What? This guy shows up. He's got a mask on and everything. And now I got to take a COVID test.
That was this weekend.
No, it was last week. I think it was Thursday or something. I don't know. I can't. Maybe Wednesday. And so they jammed this thing up my nose, and then they said, okay, if you could just wait in your car, it'll be about 20 minutes till the results come back. I'm looking inside, and everybody, no one has a mask on. The only person that has a mask is the dude that greets me.
Yeah. Because masks work so well.
I said, well, if I sit down and eat food, can I come in? Because then you can't get it, right?
Yeah, it sits over your head.
Yeah, all the restaurant stuff. So I had to wait 20 minutes. Now I'm late for my appointment, and they killed 20 minutes of my time. And I was like, what are you guys doing? Right after that, a couple people just walked straight in. No COVID test or nothing. So I'm...
You got profiled.
I was I did everything I could.
It's a dog and pony show.
I wanted to make a scene so
bad. Look
at
us. Look what we're doing.
Look at me. Look what I can do. So I couldn't believe that we're still doing that kind of... crazy with COVID.
Well, some groups are. Was this a medical appointment or is this something else?
No,
it okay, wasn't medical. Even... I might give him some slack.
No,
but...
which made me question if I want to solicit this business ever again or anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some medical places they still require masks and all that stuff. And I understand medical thing. No, some of them do. Like some hospitals, they require their employees to still wear masks and. I understand they got all this bureaucracy and they're scared to death because the boogeyman might show up and the Easter Bunny will let him in and then the Tooth Fairy will bless it. Next thing you know, Santa will be passing out COVID to everybody. So I understand, but I don't know if I'm going back there.
Mm.
So,
all right. Yeah. And what was the other one?
I was ticked. Yeah. Oh, no, we got to wait for another segment. I refuse to share two.
Well, yeah, but you have a third also.
So. I have two and a half because you guys hid a Swifty poster in my stuff and thought it'd be funny to see how long is it till Scott finds the Swifty thing.
Any guesses about how long it took it Scott took, it to took find a
year.
Poster?
No. Well, but granted, it was hidden for a year. It was just barely visible for
all. It was peeking out.
Yeah. I mean, it,
a year.
I don't care.
And you still have to find the second
and
one.
I don't really have a problem with Taylor Swift. I mean, I think she's a phenom in a lot of ways. She's a very interesting study. I don't agree with everything that she says per se, but I don't have anything against her in any way. What cracks me up and bugs me at the same time is that how much the three of you think it's the greatest thing to have Swiftie paraphernalia hidden in my stuff.
For we have a bystander who's part of that group,
and you know, and they
were part of this too.
And she was even more devious.
You
she
guys
suggested,
are the Four Stooges,
yeah,
man.
What she said was cut out the pictures and stick them in one of your Bibles or something, and you would find it that way. Oh, so yeah, I mean, there was we could have been even more devious had we
actually,
had
we
done.
We could actually put them in the pictures.
Oh, let's stop. Let's just stop there.
Yeah, well, no, we could get deep.
We could hide them in front over there, yeah. And just yeah, there's all kinds of things we could do, and you still have to find the second one.
No, have to. That's such an opinion rather than a fact.
Well, you will know that there is a second one around here.
We should take a poll.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I take it as a compliment that the three of you would mess with me that much. I feel better about myself.
Yes.
I feel valued and important as a friend, and yes. I'm going to hug each of you when the show's over.
He's going to hug us around the throat, is what he's saying. You know?
And that's the spirit in which it was done.
There you go.
And if you ever find the second one, you'll get to experience the joy all over again. So, Coach, anything from you?
Crazy on the way.
Yeah, my crazy on the way is still.
Don't.
Oh, drum roll.
Are you going to do the 2-day thing?
Drum roll. My Cybertruck gets here Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. Let's go. Road trip. Yeah, right.
I thought you were going to push something else.
No.
I know exactly what I'm going to do for you when you finally get the Cybertruck.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. In the spirit of what's been going on, I'm not telling you a thing.
All right.
It's going to be a surprise.
It's been a 5-year sprint.
Hurry up and wait.
Yep. That's all right.
Well, it's Elon. He had to take a break. He was busy consulting Trump.
I guess.
Right? So he had to put your truck on hold.
Yeah. It's all right. 2 days.
Yeah.
2 days.
As I was getting in the car to come down here, my neighbor drove by. His wife was driving the Cybertruck. So she passed by the house and we waved. And then she did this maneuver to where she aimed the car toward the street and then started backing up into her driveway. And as I was watching, I was thinking, okay, what's the over-under on whether or not she's actually doing the backing up herself or if she has the computer doing it?
I'm not sure it's available yet.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that's one of the things that it's funny because it's that polarizing thing. You love it or you hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's almost, there's very few people that are in the middle.
Okay.
Now, it's like I've driven it and I know it pretty intimately, and mm-hmm. it is a badass vehicle,
okay.
Right? Period. Plain and simple. But most people have never even sat in one.
Mm-hmm.
They see them, and it is what it is. But all the, you know, like the recalls, everybody, oh, it's another recall. You know, they had the little thing mm-hmm, with the
gas
accelerator.
Pedal, yeah. Or the de-accelerator.
The gas throttle. Pedal, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I know.
But these little really, you know, the windshield wiper was having a problem, and they're all recall. Yeah, they're not recalling anything.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take it down and have something tweaked, and
yeah.
They rolled it out very, very quickly. But one of the things, you know, that whole foundation series, which made it $20,000 more than you thought it was going to be,
mm-hmm.
it was going to be 500 miles. Now it's only like 340 range. So he pulled some fast ones.
I see.
And but the self-driving and the self-parking is still, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Quite so she was probably doing it herself then. Okay.
Yeah.
I figured she would use the computer because that's what I would do. So. Nice. But anyway.
When it works, it works really well.
I'm sure it does.
Says the guy who for, what, 3 years said, I'm buying your Tesla. It's the best thing in the world.
Wait, what's going on?
Shut up.
What's going on?
Shut up.
I dozed off.
And then he was overridden by his helper. So, you know, we're not going to talk about this anymore.
I did have the kibosh put on me. I wanted to buy his current Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm starting to rethink it, though, because the Tesla drivers, they're getting worse, like, every week. I found a second person.
Broad brush? Would you? Really?
Backing up a one-way street, backing up the wrong direction, and almost hits me. And then was upset that I didn't wait for them to break the law. And then they proceeded to do a U-turn over a double yellow line. What is going on?
I'm just tired of the Tesla drivers who want to race me every time, every chance they get. And it's like, great, yeah, okay, you can go fast. So what? Yeah.
Do you ever like
push says the guy who drives a bright red?
Well, exactly.
Corvette,
and that's why they want to race me, I guess. And yeah. It's just
do you ever just like push the gas really hard for like a split second, like you're gonna rest, so that they just take off and then you just chill out.
I've done that twice, but not with a Tesla. There was one fellow in a Maserati and another fellow in another Corvette. That he drove, you know, he was driving alongside me, so I just downshifted, so the engine growled a little bit, and then he went boom and took off, and it's like, okay, you know, have fun, you know,
bye.
It's like I'm driving to work, I don't have time to play, so I upshifted again and continued driving at my leisurely pace.
You should always have fun.
Yeah, but it accelerates so fast. By the time you're having fun, you've broken the speed limit, and it's like, I'm not gonna, you know. I worked too hard for that car. I'm not getting a speeding ticket. Can you imagine the crap I would get from my helper if I got a speeding ticket? Oh, my gosh.
No, I can't.
No, I can't.
I got a speeding ticket.
Although, I'll tell you what. When we were in Reno, my wife was driving downhill, and she was wound up doing 64 and a 45. And we got pulled over, and the sheriff's deputy was like, do you know how fast you were going? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. And he let her off with a warning. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, I don't know if there's cute currency or something, but yeah,
it's gender bias.
Yeah, she just was able to smile her way and sweet talk her way out of that. If it was me, I'd be on the deck with a knee in my neck and hands cuffed, and you know. So, Ziggy, any crazy on the way from you?
Speaking of driving, I had a fun experience yesterday. Went to this little indoor go kart place.
Okay,
you know, racing little go karts with my son. And it was just weird. Maybe they were Tesla drivers. I don't know. But like some of the people, like
broad brush,
they couldn't distinguish the difference that we're on a racetrack. Like they're just like cruising along, like taking a Sunday drive. Like people are like waving me by. Like
what the heck? You're supposed to be racing. It's competitive.
Oh yeah.
But you got to pass a whole bunch of people.
Oh, I got to slam into a bunch of people too. It was super.
You turned it
fun.
Into a bumper car.
Oh yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
They say don't bump into each other, but they weren't stopping anybody.
So, yeah. Well.
It was a lot of fun.
We'll have to go do that sometime. Right?
Yes, indeed.
Because we can add that to the road trip list, because we still need to go and try the chicken gizzards out Modesto.
Oh,
way.
Fried.
Yeah. And
chicken
then,
gizzards.
Oh, yeah.
And
no.
Then the cigar gun shop.
No desire to do that. And then, go ahead. Ew.
Okay.
Then we chicken have the, gizzards.
Yeah. And then we have the cigar slash gun
They're
shop.
They're cheaper than a Tesla truck.
You know what a gizzard is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do tell.
But this is deep fried gizzard. It's
deep fried. And we're gonna have an experiment.
What's a gizzard?
It's a thing off a chicken, and they fry it.
What thing off a chicken?
I have no idea. I don't care.
You're just.
I just want to try it. I want to be able to say I had deep fried chicken gizzard.
Yeah, because
you are just. Well, all of you. What's a gizzard?
Who cares?
You don't even know.
No, I don't.
It's some of the organs, right?
We don't eat those anymore. Oh, there's no reason to know.
You guys are awful.
I just
you guys
eat
are
it.
Awful.
Just get, it's you yummy. Know,
get some barbecue sauce. It's like a chicken nugget. It's
do you know what it is?
Like
you gonna,
I know what it is.
You got to look it up on your supercomputer.
Yeah.
I know what it is, but I got to look it up.
Oh no. We're killing time. We're up on a break, aren't we?
Actually, we are.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Be back in a moment
with TikTok.
break and Scott with Ziggy back with you on Radioslot.com, and we're talking about coach watching or trying to watch the DNC during the break.
No, we have to go back to about chicken gizzards.
Oh, we're talking about the gizzards, right.
And you guys want to go somewhere.
What's the giz?
Modesto? Or?
There is a restaurant.
Yeah, Modesto.
Yeah, there is a restaurant out toward Modesto that advertises fried chicken gizzards.
Yeah. And then I asked, what's it? Do you guys even, and everybody's going, yum, 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 yum.
It's chicken. Yum, like, no one said it was yum, yum.
Yes,
no,
you're like, oh.
I said I want to try it so that I can say I've had it.
We have the tape of this. We'll go back and verify.
I said it was yummy.
Okay.
No, yes. But we just want to do it as a road trip, as a show road trip. We can record, bring a portable recorder with us, record the experience, and become, you know.
And then I asked, what's a gizzard?
They taste like chicken.
Yeah. Chicken. And then I said, what's a gizzard? And nobody knows.
Yeah.
Here's a gizzard.
Ooh.
Ventriculus gastric mill. And gigerarium is an organ found in the digestive tract of some animals, including archosaurs, birds, and other dinosaurs, crocodiles, alligators, pterosaurs, earthworms, and some gastropods, earthworms, and fish.
So we could have an alligator gizzard?
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
An organ found in the digestive. Give me some more.
But it's probably meaty.
No,
and
I will go there and have regular chicken. I won't have the gizzard.
Could you put it in non-scientific speak, like everyday language? What is it? It's part of the digestive system of a chicken.
Yes,
it's their gut or something.
It's an organ. It's an organ found in the digestive tract.
This is a picture of chicken gizzards. They look like meaty chicken nuggets.
At that.
It's little chicken nuggets from inside.
Yeah, bread them and put some sauce on them. Let's go.
Here's a picture of it.
Ventriculus gastric mill.
A pile of gizzards with a barbecue sauce.
Gigerarium.
Does that not look appetizing to you?
That just looks like Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, exactly.
A freaking rat Wingstop. In that stuff would look appetizing to you. Come on, stop.
So no, this we were gonna
deep fried rat.
Do the road trip and experience have the experience. I don't even remember where the place is. Actually, was that off on 132 or
132? Yeah, okay. As you're coming in, it's on west side of Modesto on 132.
Okay, good. I'm glad you remember because I didn't.
I'll take the gizzards, coach, but I draw the line at Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
Well. Oh gosh. Yeah. No, we're not doing that. No, I'll pass on that.
You don't even know. You just found out what a gizzard was, and you were going to eat it. Come on.
Rocky Mountain oysters are bull balls. Come on.
I understand that.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not eating that. All right.
Well, Doug prefers those over gizzards.
I actually have had.
Wouldn't that
Rocky Mountain oysters?
Wouldn't that?
Oh, yeah,
it's a cowboy thing.
Maybe you're proving my point.
Maybe we shouldn't have retired those. Huh?
I knew what they were before I ate them, though.
I think you just fell out of a coconut tree.
No, you are a coconut.
All right, so Doug, you were trying to watch the DNC, and you just couldn't.
Yeah, 30 seconds. I tried it several times and just turned it on, and it was just such dribble. I can't watch this.
Well, you know, there was some big rumors last night of the convention, where it was rumored that either Taylor Swift or Beyonce was going to show up and either perform or endorse Kamala over Trump. Yeah. But neither of them showed up.
And they were supposed to.
No, it was just a rumor. They just wanted people to keep watching.
But COVID showed up.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, no, that was probably their, hey, they're going to be here. Watch.
Well, exactly. But here, according to the New York Post, maybe there was a surprise guest at the Democratic National Convention after all. Multiple attendees at the convention in Chicago last week subsequently tested positive for COVID-19 as health officials worry about infections spiking across the country. Here's a tweet. When you spend 5 days in Chicago for the DNC and come home with COVID-19, womp womp. That's Christopher Wiggins, a reporter for The Advocate, an LGBTQ magazine. He posted that on X. Indeed, I arrived at the DNC healthy and hopeful and left very sick and disillusioned, said human rights lawyer Yasmin Tabe on Twitter once again.
Well, one of those was to be expected.
Yeah, they didn't have COVID.
Yeah, right. So, and one thing I did note, when watching bits and pieces of the convention, was that a lot of people were wearing masks, but apparently it didn't do any good.
Are you saying that masks don't work, Brian?
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe they need to go get another booster.
Wish we would have known that a while back.
The On Democracy podcast host, Fred Wellman, he tweeted, "Oh, man, I brought home so much sweet swag from the DNC. Coffee mugs, stickers, T-shirts, posters, buttons, bags, pins, and COVID." So at least one person could have a good time with it. So it is not immediately clear how widespread the virus was at the four-day party gathering in Chicago last week. Tens of thousands of people attended. So,
did anything come out of the convention? Like, have you heard anything? I
no buzz.
I talked about how I wanted to watch it just to see, and of course I forgot, and there, I had 78 things that were more interesting to me to do. So
yeah,
I never referenced it.
I haven't noticed
but
any.
But I've heard nothing about it.
Yeah, I haven't noticed any clips, any replays, anything that anyone's talking about. Of course, in fairness, I didn't see anything from the RNC either. There was a poll yesterday, some university poll that now has Kamala up by 7 points. So they're saying like, well, there's her convention boost. And it's like, no, she's not up by seven. That in no reality anywhere is she up by seven.
Can we remember the last time a poll was correct?
No.
The silence was deafening right there. Did you see that?
No, right. No, you're not wrong. But the best polls are always the ones on the verge of election day, because that's when the poll companies have to get it right so they can claim some credit for the next cycle. And so then people will continue to pay them to take their polls. So the best polls are on the verge of election day, and then that's it.
But I mean, I think they use polls to garner.
It's propaganda in the meantime.
Yes, it's propaganda. I mean,
Trump was only ahead when Biden was
momentum,
on the way out.
To garner momentum.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whatever. So, it's like, you can make a poll look.
It's a worse word
any
than
way you want.
But manipulation.
But just to answer the question partially, the most accurate is usually Rasmussen. So that's.
So what do they have to say?
I thought he was dead. I'd have to look up their latest. Mr. Rasmussen? Yeah, he probably is. Who knows? All right, so Trump has changed his tune on legal immigration. This is one that is on Twitter, and it's a spoken thing, so I need to...
Did we ever... I don't want to digress too much. But
you digress while I find the clip. Go ahead.
Did we ever talk about the relieving tax on waiters and waitresses? Their tips?
No, we have not mentioned it. But that was a Trump thing that Kamala then stole.
Yeah. Did we ever talk about that?
I think we did. We mentioned it the week you were missing. We talked about it for a minute.
It's just amazing to me that she has these brilliant ideas that are not her own.
Well, that Trump had a month earlier.
Yeah.
And he already made it.
I just didn't know if we had stated that, publicly, and I think it needs to be stated.
No, she's a thief.
Well, here's...
She fell out of a coconut tree.
Here's Mr. Trump talking about legal immigration.
But basically, we're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to get the energy prices down almost immediately, and we're going to close the border, and we're going to get the crooked ones out, the bad ones out, and we're going to let a lot of people come in, because we need more people, especially with AI coming and all of the different things, and the farmers need, everybody needs. But we're going to make sure that they're not murderers, killers, drug dealers, and the kind of people that we have largely coming in right now. Okay.
So that's Mr. Trump's stance on legal immigration, which...
I'm not sure that's a change.
Well, I was just going to say, you said he flipped on it. What did he flip on?
Well, because apparently he wanted to close the borders entirely. And now he's going to say, well, we're just going to get out the bad people. We're going to let the good people in. I don't have a problem with legal immigration. I have a problem with the illegal immigration. But the left will not differentiate the two. They think it's
If I remember correctly, the only time he talked about totally closing the border was right at the beginning of the pandemic, because we didn't know what was going on. And so we can't have people just coming into the country without knowing if they're bringing the disease or not. That was the only time that he talked about that. Now, building a wall and securing our border, he's talked about forever. But he's never outlawed immigration the proper way.
I'm not sure this is a change. I would love to see
him restating it in with different terms.
Some research on that, because I don't think he did either. And I mean, I think the whole point of this is anybody that enters our country should be vetted. Period. That's the way it's supposed to work.
That's how we always did it. Yeah.
They do it in every other country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not talking about some new concept here.
Right.
Yeah.
This whole new concept is a democratic liberal thing. Having open borders where people can just walk into our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I don't. That's the new thing.
All right. We all seem to agree on that one.
Yep, come through, just vote blue. That's what they tell them.
Well, you know, you're not wrong.
That's the first time I've heard that
one. No, you're not wrong. There's actually a couple of cases in some areas where they're catching illegals registering to vote and trying to get them off the list right now. I don't have the articles handy, though. So we... We only have 1 minute.
That title, though.
Which one? This one? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, NASA decides to bring Starliner spacecraft back to Earth without the crew currently stuck on the space station. We have to talk about this in a minute because we are already over time. Back after this. Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, and we got Coach here, too, and... Moving right along, we got astronauts stuck in space right now, and NASA they sent up a Boeing spacecraft to go and get them, but they claim it's not safe, so they're going to bring the spaceship back without the crew and go get the crew in February. They might send SpaceX up to go and get the crew, and NASA is upset that...
Elon to the rescue.
Yeah, NASA, hang on, I got the article here somewhere. That NASA is upset that it has
to look like a Cybertruck.
I can't find it, but anyway, NASA's upset that they need to rely on a private company to go and get these people when it should be them. The Boeing thing doesn't work or isn't safe.
Are you saying a government agency was inefficient?
Yeah.
And Elon wasn't?
So NASA will return Boeing's Starliner to Earth without astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams aboard the spacecraft. The uncrewed return allows NASA and Boeing to continue, quote, gathering testing data on Starliner during its upcoming flight home, which will also not put the crew at risk. So basically, I think they think that ship is going to fall apart, and they don't want to kill two people in the process. NASA has killed enough people as it is already, and Elon to the rescue in February.
This is my boy.
Yeah, so
that's a long time to be in space. They weren't supposed to be one other person.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to be stuck up there that long. And I mean, their mission is technically over, and it's like, okay, well, you got to.
That's six months from now.
Yeah. Eek.
Man.
Yeah, your short term mission became a long term mission because the spaceship don't work.
Well, let's ask this. If you got to go up in a spaceship, would you do it?
No.
Ziggy?
Yeah.
You'd go?
Yeah.
You get stuck up there for a year?
Well, if it was like
have some crazy on the way to talk about. Well,
you'd be talking to yourself, like.
Well, if it was like that William Shatner space flight where they just were up for a few minutes and then came back, but
that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, but no, I
would
don't.
Would you go?
Yeah.
Not a chance, man.
Yeah. I got so much here that I have yet to do and haven't done. I wouldn't risk that. Why?
I don't know. I don't know that I would trust the government to take me anywhere or do
anything.
Okay,
but would you go up on SpaceX?
If Elon said, hey, let's take a trip, I might do that.
Let's go.
Yeah. I might go with Elon.
I still wouldn't.
If Elon's, take some pictures if for me. Elon's on the spaceship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I feel very safe.
Yeah.
But no, that is how far we've fallen.
Well, here's a story we've been sitting on for a while. A California judge has ruled that teachers were right to punish a 7-year-old girl over a Black Lives Matter drawing because, quote, she's too young to have First Amendment rights. The first grader was banned from recess and drawing pictures at Vallejo Elementary in Orange County. After she added the words, any life, below Black Lives Matter on a picture she drew and gave to her black friend. The picture showed the words Black Lives Matter with four round shapes in various different tones of brown, beige, and yellow, which was intended to, quote, represent her friends who were racially mixed. The girl's family filed a lawsuit last year against the Capistrano Unified School District, claiming her First Amendment rights were violated. But U.S. Central District Court Judge David Carter ruled that students have the right to be free from speech that denigrates their race while at school. He added that the drawing was not protected by the First Amendment because of the age of the girl.
Wow.
Yeah. This is how you...
What was that last thing you said in the last segment?
Bring in communism.
I don't know.
Well, no. This is how you create...
Oh, how far we've fallen.
Yeah, and this is how you create a new radical. She's going to grow up to be an alt-right fringe TikToker. And, yeah.
No, she's not.
She'll be covered in tattoos.
I disagree.
She'll be covered in tattoos saying down with Democrats.
You know? Hopefully her parents are indignant enough. All she's speaking here, all she's spewing is common sense. Yeah, all lives do matter.
Well, it's the opposite of racist is what she's trying to project.
She's showing all the colors of the rainbow there.
Mm-hmm.
All of us. And she's talking about her friends. We all matter.
The picture's in this article.
It's right there.
Yep.
She's speaking common sense and in our great wisdom. We
looks inclusive to me rather than exclusive.
Which court was this?
Southern California. This great atrocity happened in the state of California.
Yeah, and that's...
No surprise there.
Just had it.
Look, it says severely...
Yeah, U.S. Central District
this
Court.
Girl
yeah.
For speaking common sense.
Well, the...
hey, man, you take my recess away? We're fighting.
We got a problem.
It was school principal Jesus Becerra who told the girl the drawing was inappropriate and racist. He then punished her by making her publicly apologize on the playground to her classmates and teachers. She was also banned from recess and from drawing pictures for 2 weeks.
That's my child. We're going to a different school.
If that's my child, we're going to go out into the parking lot and have a different conversation.
With who?
With me and the DFM here, and it might involve fists.
Yeah. I mean, you got to believe this is going to be appealed to a higher court.
And I would not have allowed her to apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because that's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You spoke common sense. This is what makes sense in your brain, your developing brain. And oh, by the way, you're right. Yeah, we all matter, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're severely punished for that.
Yeah.
Well,
how far we have fallen.
There's a scarier thing going on here for me that we found a way to take away rights from somebody because they don't qualify for rights. Mm-hmm. That's discrimination
in its
very core. You know, because you're too young, okay, well, where's that go? Are there people that are too old to have rights? And who gets to decide? Because what we did is we just took a court in the state of California who affirmed a single principal's ability to punish a child and then take away the kid's rights. That's scary as heck because now we're taking things from people. And then beyond that, now we're forcing behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, we're approaching slavery right here. You're taking rights away and then forcing them to perform an act.
Sure.
That's getting dangerously close.
Yeah.
If this had happened to certain other groups of people, can you imagine the uproar?
Oh, yeah.
Well, nothing would have happened to other certain groups of people had they done this. But no, because it was a white girl, all the POCs had to gain up on her. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder if a 7-year-old makes the picture that just says Black Lives Matter and passes that out, is she too young to be able to pass out that piece of paper?
Well, no, because then she's following the narrative and following the.
She's 7. She's too young to be able to have free speech her recess and her lunch be taken away from her?
No, you only get that stuff taken away when you violate the narrative.
That's the scary part.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because now it just depends on which principal you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kid would not have apologized in the parking lot.
No.
Yeah, I hope this gets appealed and goes to a higher court and would love to see this make it all the way to the Supreme.
I should follow.
I have a different opinion. Mm-hmm. The fact that our courts, which are already slammed, are spending time. How old is this girl?
7.
With a 7-year-old girl's drawing is... And that we think that this is important,
She's not allowed to draw pictures anymore.
Where's
for
Dad?
2 weeks? Yeah.
Where's Dad?
Where's Dad? Is yes, absolutely. I mean,
and Dad does not need to be the Ninth Court of Appeals.
Yeah.
This is dumb. This is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is $900 toilet seats and $600 hammers.
So here's interesting. What if Dad takes the picture and walks in and puts it on the principal's desk? Am I old enough to have free speech on this?
You should try it.
Oh. Don't tempt me.
And then, wow. Yeah, that's just awful.
Mm-hmm.
Just awful, awful, awful.
This poor kid.
Well, like I said, that's how you make a new radical. Yeah. She'll grow up to be an alt-right superstar. And she'll tell this story over and over again.
Yep.
This is who made me. Works for me. I'm not coming. You know? So we have an editorial in the New York Post from Michael Goodwin about how Kamala is being puffed up similar to Obama. He says, a year into Barack Obama's presidency, Sarah Palin, the former Alaska governor and John McCain's 08 running mate, mockingly asked a Tea Party gathering, how's that Hopi Changey stuff working out? The room full of conservatives howled with laughter because by then Obama's dreamy campaign motto of hope and change had been replaced by hard policy lurches to the left. The Palin question is a piece of history 2024 voters should keep in mind as they assess Kamala Harris. The parallels are striking. Like Obama, the current nominee has been maddeningly elusive about what she would do as president, yet she is nonetheless riding a wave of enthusiasm. I'm going to put enthusiasm in quotes, that could carry her to the White House. Big media outlets are helping promote her candidacy rather than vetting her for voters. Recent headlines, Harris making history while putting her faith in the art of the possible. Harris faces challenge, turning joy into votes. Stuff like that. A Washington Opinion piece on her husband carried this headline, Doug Emhoff, modern day sex symbol. This isn't journalism. It's boosterism and it's disgraceful. What do you think?
Scary. It's terrible.
It used to be the government would, I mean, it used to be that the press would hold the government accountable. Now the press just holds the government's hand. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
Well, yeah. I mean, again, we talked about this over and over. It used to be the press was, there. It wasn't opinions.
Mm-hmm.
It was facts.
Yep.
I have a problem even calling them press anymore. They're not the news anymore. It's a totally different thing.
It's an extension of the party.
Yeah, it's
and both of them, by the way, both sides.
It's one of the only times that I think that evolution was real, where they've evolved into something different.
Mm-hmm.
They're a totally different animal now.
I don't think there's a place where you can just get news.
Yeah,
it's flat. Just, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. Here are the facts without that news agency's
opinion.
Spin, narrative,
right.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember it used to be that if they had an opinion and they were going to share an opinion, they would have to
say qualify.
They would qualify it with, this is an op-ed, an opinion editorial, opinionated editorial. And then it became op-ed, and they said that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard that phrase anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's no op-eds anymore. It's all op-ed.
Right.
And I think we should just call them media. It's just media.
Yeah. Yeah, and even I see it on my end where it's like you don't have reporters going out to get a story anymore. They just take the press release from whoever has sent out, this is our version of the story, and then they run with that.
Our version.
And it's, organization, we don't have people on the street anymore going to get stories and talk to people and find out what happened through their own efforts. They just, we just rewrite a press release.
Yeah.
And it is
it is the whole Palestinian side of the argument for that war. All of this stuff that we're getting is what Hamas puts out.
Mm-hmm.
And so people think that that's fact. It's like, no, this is spin. It's all spin.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we have to spin on our next break, because we're out of time here, we have to spin all this to somehow make it make sense. So
good luck.
Yeah, Scott, I will turn it over to you to do that back after this. Drake and Scott with ZiggyRadioSlot.com back for our final segment, post-game wrap-up and Coach's Corner, where we try to make it all make sense. So, Scott, do you have a wrap-up for us today?
Yeah, today's post-game wrap-up brought to you today by Individual Rights.
Okay.
I just am spinning on this thing where this seven-year-old had her rights taken away or rights violated. And
severely.
When we can find an excuse to take the rights of one, then the rights of all are in jeopardy. You know, because now when I do something, people say, well, you know, we gotta monitor him. We gotta monitor that. We monitored her. So it's very scary. And really, I think we should be fighting for everybody's rights. You know, if we have free speech rights, then, you know, a seven-year-old should be able to say what she wants to say. And then if it's wrong, then let's work with her. But to punish and tell a kid they can't draw pictures anymore?
Mm-hmm.
But this is more than that, because it wasn't wrong. It was common sense. It was right.
Well, regardless of right or wrong, I think it's scary when we start making blanket rules and get punitive. I mean, really, she had an opinion, right? And we just talked about op-eds in the media and that kind of thing. And actually, we don't want to ban those things. I actually want to know the opinions of people, because I want to know where they stand. And I want to know if there's a perspective that I've yet to see that might make sense. I might actually switch, you know. But when we start generalizing like that, it gets super dangerous. I was in a business meeting recently, and we were talking about an event where a person, someone, this is singular, an individual, had done something. And the business meeting, we're like, well, we're going to make a rule. And from now on, we're going to have to. And I said, wait a minute. Why are you going to punish the whole for the misstep of one? Let's not do that. Let's figure out a solution. Let's have a conversation with this person, or let's work with them rather than just knee-jerk reaction and go on attack. And I think that's where culture is right now.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, people freaking out about all kinds of things. You know, it's COVID and you're not doing this, and there's a water shortage. You watered your lawn. And I'm going to call the police. And,
we have our sprinklers on one day, and I had a neighbor come by walking his dog, and he was like, aren't you using a lot of water? I'm like, aren't you sticking your nose where it doesn't belong? But, anyway, but that's another story. Coach's Corner, do we have one?
Yeah. This is from Joe Gibbs. To reach your own
famous NFL coach.
Yes. Thank you.
Washington, long time Washington Redskins. Yeah. Oh, wait, am I allowed to say that?
I was just going to say, did you just say Redskins?
Oh, no. We're going to have to make a rule for the whole.
No. I think it's time to severely. So now you no longer get.
All right, what did Coach Gibbs say?
Scott, you can't draw pictures for 2 weeks.
And no recess for you for a month.
Not allowed to use the word red for 2 weeks.
To reach your own goals and dreams, you must learn how to assist others in reaching theirs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's how to win friends and influence people. Yeah. Get what you want by helping. No, get what you want by helping people get what they want. That was a Carnegie staple.
Yeah. I think he means, but to reach your own goals and dreams, you must learn how to assist others in reaching theirs.
Yeah.
I think this all goes back to serving. And I think a life without service is not a life at all.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Ziggy, any final thoughts? As you drink your coffee,
you caught him mid sip.
I caught you mid sip.
Let's just wait till he's
coffee good.
Yeah. No. All right.
Ziggy's still waking up. Well, we've met our goals for the day. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, that's it for this week. Good day to you, sir. And good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir. It is time for Mary to throw her hat in the air.
Gonna make it after all. Meow.